It's now time for a locker room chat with Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiljan after a couple of wins from this past week. And coach, you were 1-0. The team was 2-0, of course, because you were unable to go to the game on Tuesday against Hiawatha. But I'm sure you were very well secured with the way you were feeling about your team going into that game. But first, let's talk about the game versus Houlton this past Friday. 44-29 was the final score. Reagan Garrity with 14, Callie Honeyman with 12. Pretty consistent night all around, and your defense was also very solid. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, well, we got off to a really good start. You know, after not shooting the ball very well the previous game, we came and it played really well the first quarter, put up 21 points, and really did anything we want offensively, which was really nice for us to see. And we rebounded the ball throughout the game really well, and we really out-physicaled a physical Houlton team, which was one of our goals, which we wanted to do. So really proud of the way the girls responded versus Houlton last Friday.
And then Zoe Sudbeck, what a game she had last night. 20 points, 12 rebounds. You told me she also goes 7 of 8 from the free throw line after not a great performance in that last outing. And, boy, she really stepped up big time for you guys.
Yeah, she was aggressive from the tip, and that was great to see from her. And really, she's had a lot of buckets that just haven't went this year. And last night, they finally went for her, but she works really hard. And I knew she'd have one of those games where she'd just pop off, and she certainly did that and really got us started. And we had a really strong second and third quarters there that really built us a big lead going into the fourth.
And, Coach, last week you told me that you guys rebounded well against St. Mary's, but you had a tough time with shots around the rim. Were you guys able to improve that a lot this past week?
Yeah, you know, they've been better the first quarter. You know, last night we struggled with those same shots around the basket, and then the second and third quarters we made those, and that's how we built a lead. So that was really nice to see, and a lot of it's confidence. You know, the girls get the shots, and sometimes they're hoping to make it instead of having that confidence that the ball's going through the hoop. And once it does, it's kind of contagious for us.
Absolutely, it sure is. And then coming up here on Friday, we'll be broadcasting your guys' game here on KMZA. I'll actually be doing both of your games going into the Christmas break, but you guys take on a pair of the Compton team that always seems to be a tough challenge on the road.
Yeah, that's always a tough place to go play down there. And they have the Damie girls, one of the best players in the league, and I think her little sister might be a freshman. So they're pretty athletic. They're off to a great start, playing with a lot of confidence. So it'll be a great test for us to go on the road. And, you know, if we do what we need to do, I think we should come out with a W.
And that's 3-1, pair of the Compton team. Coach, and last question for you here. Your guys' defense is really ramped up. You guys gave up 33 points, a good start against Centralia, but then gave up 39 to St. Mary's. Now back-to-back performances, giving up less than 30 points. What has been working here the past couple of games defensively for you guys?
Well, our on-ball pressure has been really good. It's made it difficult for any teams to get open looks. Really, if they get an open look, it's because we had some miscommunication in transition or off offensive rebound. But anything to half court, we've been really solid. And definitely our post players have played great post defense. Reagan Garrity is tough to score on. Zoe, like I said, she plays bigger than her size. And Callie Honeyman, we've thrown her in there on some of the big girls. And, you know, really, the whole St. Mary's at 39 points, they're probably averaging 60 points if you take our game out. So we try to pride ourselves on playing great defense, and so far the girls have done that.
Absolutely. Coach, best of luck coming up here this upcoming week, and we'll be able to chat while that goes on, but that will be it for our locker room chats up until the new year. So Merry Christmas to you if I don't get to talk to you until then.
Hey, you bet. Same to you guys.
That was Nemaha Central girls head basketball coach Haddon Hiljan here on Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you today by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Hauk Seed.